My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You can't tell me Bryson Tremaine isn't battling for a job. I caught up with him out at practice this past week just to get to know him a little bit and wanted you guys to hear from a guy who I think could become one of the biggest names of the preseason.
Seems like every day at training camp, you're popping with a big play down the field, a big catch. How do you feel your camp has gone so far?
I feel like it's gone good. You know, I wanted to come into camp and, you know, when the ball gets thrown my way, be able to do my job and, you know, do it, you know, make the most of every opportunity I get, because, you know, it's hard when you're in training camp and, you know, there's 12, 13 receivers on the field. You might only get a couple balls thrown to you. So just making the most of every single opportunity on, you know, offense and special teams.
What's that like, by the way, when you're an undrafted guy, you're trying to scratch and claw? You know, a lot of other guys have been paid, drafted, and you're looking around. It's got to be hard not to think about how you fit in and just come out and work. It seems like you've been able to figure that out.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely not the easiest route coming in, but I try not to think about it too much. You know, there's plenty of guys, you look around the league, that have came in as undrafted free agents and done it, you know, before me. And, you know, we have guys in the receiver room who have done it for, you know, 6-7 years, came in the league as undrafted free agents. So just looking at guys like that who have done it, you know, gives me, you know, that energy to go get it, go after it.
When you looked at this room, and obviously being around last year, you had a good experience with, there's a lot of talk about a lot of the guys are similar in size, right around 6 foot. They don't have a player with your height. There aren't that many of them around the league that can move like you do at your size. Do you feel like that is a way that you can fit in, or a differentiating factor that allows you to separate yourself?
Yeah, I think it might be a differentiating factor for me, you know, being the tallest guy in the room. But just being able to do the job that, you know, Cliff and Coach Bobby want me to do, regardless of my size or my height, you know, I want to be able to do it. I want to be able to do the things that a 6 foot receiver, a 5'9" receiver can do, you know, whether that's getting lower in my stance or getting lower in the top of my route, being able to run fast. So, you know, I embrace my size, but, you know, I try to still stay pretty well-rounded.
Going back to Stanford, how would you describe even your game ideally? Like, are you an X that vertically can run down the field and outleap people? Or you talk about wanting to be a complete receiver. Like, what is your game at your most comfortable?
I feel like, you know, in college, it was a lot of going down the field, jump balls, deep routes, you know, especially my last year there. But, you know, I'm just always trying to improve and get better and become, you know, that, you know, a complete receiver.
Do you feel like not only the joint practice, but Saturday, is, and it's an obviously a big first audition. Is it weighted like a few of these practices in terms of you go out, you make that one big play, you have that dream moment, maybe that's a big step toward still in the roster spot?
I try not to, you know, think about it as like two or three practices in one. I think just treating it like any other day, same routine, going in it with the same mindset, you know, will put me in the best position to go succeed. Not trying to get too antsy before it, like just, you know, staying consistent in my process and going out there like any other day.
Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Bryson Tremaine did not get drafted. Doesn't play like it, though. And at worst is going to be in the organization moving forward because he's just shown too much. But would love to see him make enough plays starting tomorrow that he could actually crack the roster. They need size. They might be okay in the red zone if Ertz stays healthy and you could throw the ball up to Zach Ertz and you can convince me still that based on how he competes for the football, Terry McLaurin, even though he doesn't catch a lot of touchdowns, can be super helpful down around the goal line on slants and some in-breaking stuff, taking on contact, beating jams. I think he could be effective, but the really good teams in the National Football League that throw the ball well in the red area generally are able to just go up. You know, everything gets condensed. There's less width. So now the field has to get vertical. And I think Tremaine could add a real element there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.